You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, and I am staring at a stranger.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
How many birthdays is this?
43.
Damn, you look good.
Then I'm counting. we got to talk about you, my friend.
And I guess
you
we
got
can.
It done. I mean, you got folks. I'm sure everybody has seen Todd or on his Facebook, wherever, whatever. Just a burly-looking longshoreman kind of guy.
Yeah.
Dock worker, hauling the cargo, driving the forklift, working the crane. Wouldn't it have been fun to work one of those cranes?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Would love that job.
Although when you watch those videos of people making mistakes and you see one of those, like, go down.
It's a big mistake.
I don't think I'd want to be in charge
of
that.
You know where there's actually, I'm not even joking about this. I had a little hankering. It's like, I wonder if I should apply and if they would train me. When I gave my car sold my car to that junkyard down south of Manitowoc.
Yeah.
They had signs up, hiring crane operators at the junkyard.
Yeah.
I would love to try that. I really would.
And so, there wouldn't be so bad if you made a mistake there.
Yeah,
it's just a junk car.
Exactly.
Right.
But you drop a case of, port wine or something.
Right.
Maybe a little bit different. So tell me about St. Baldrick's. First of all, I think it's awesome that you did that. Todd got his entire full big beard shaved and his head completely shaved. Although, you cheated a little. Not cheated. You have a little bit of an advantage. You said you can grow a full beard in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, it'll be back at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. So St. Baldrick's raising money for childhood cancer. And
no better cause.
No. And Amanda kind of put me up to this. So she's like, you should do this. You should do this. And so I did it and raised about $1,300.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, your goal was like
$500. Yeah. So $1,300 and took it off yesterday. And the entire time I'm going, oh my God.
Am I really going to do this?
And I've decided that if I had to choose just one to bring back, it would be the beard. I could go with the bald thing, but the beard definitely needs to come back.
The beard was your identifier.
That's the thing. And that's really the reason why I had it, because so many people would meet me more than once and just not remember me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's got to come back.
Yeah, that'll come back.
And it's already, it's already poking through. And,
yeah, I know. I could see. Yeah. It'll be back in a hurry.
Yeah.
Jim is on vacation. Jim is on his cruise.
Where did he go again? I don't remember.
Like Bermuda-ish? Those countries? Or those? Not countries.
He ends up in the triangle, right?
I know, right?
We never hear from Jim again.
Wow. Even the golf tournament. I was watching a golf tournament yesterday. They couldn't get those people off the course fast enough. Now they're just supposed to try to have a playoff this morning with Rory McIlroy and the other guy. But the weather looks bad. We got Brittany coming on in a little bit. My God, 40 people killed around the country last night, at least, from tornadoes and everything. Winds, what did they say, 125 miles an hour?
It was crazy. And one of them, Category 3 or whatever they call it. Yeah. F3, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I know you live down there, but Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Missouri, wow, those states get hit with nasty stuff, huh?
The moisture in the air down there in the Gulf.
Just
churns it up. And man, like even when you have hurricanes and stuff down there, you get hit with that stuff too.
But
man, those tornadoes that come across Mississippi and Alabama, and there's not a lot of terrain down there, right? So it's kind of flat. So those things just kind of roll right through.
Wow. I mean, it just seems like nothing, whatever they do have hit down there isn't like mild. It's always big,
huge. Yep.
Huge.
Yep.
Crazy. Wow. Best of luck to all those folks down there. But once again, Jim's on vacation this week. We've got several fill-in people. We got Mike Stevepak, great friend of ours, great friend of the program. Known Mike forever. Works for Fox Sports, of course, an amazing career with them. And he'll be in at about 6:30 and be here for the duration. We've got our special event today, Win Mino's Birthday Money. We are going to give away The folks at Nicolet Bank have been extremely generous about this. They have given us a bunch of $25 gift cards.
Yep.
Okay? A bunch of them. And if you stump me on an NFL quarterback where he went to college, who was on a regular season roster between 1957 and last year, if you stump me, you win a $25 gift card from Nicolet Bank. We're going to definitely give away some money no matter what today. I mean, I will lose some. That's not even a question. But even at the end, we want to give away, if we have it left over, $100 for gift certificates from the people that take part in the contest.
Sounds
for
good.
For all the folks that, you know, text and do whatever, we will put you in a raffle to win, hopefully, four $25 gift cards we're going to give away. It's my birthday, so I want to give away money. It's like Ben Stein. Give away Ben Stein's money.
Thanks to Nicolet Bank for helping us out.
Yes. So thank you very much. So we're going to be doing that. That's going to be a lot of fun today. We've got some great guests coming on, including the editor. You know, I had Lisa on from Boss's News and Tobacco in downtown De Pere the other day. They've got the Lindy's. It's like the Bible, the guru Bible of the NFL draft.
Right.
And that's on the market right now. And we're going to have the editor, the guy that does the football aspect of it. He's going to be on our show today, talk about that, about the NFL draft and things like that. So really exciting times we got going on today. Some of the texts here. Happy birthday, John, from Vicky. Thank you, Vicky. Green Bay women, 29-5, a 12 seed. Boy, they should have a lot of incentives to show people they're better than that. Happy birthday, Mr. Mino, Terry. You know, I'll be honest with you. It's so hard from the Horizon League to get above a 12. It just is. It's so, so difficult. The Badgers, I'm telling you, I did a text yesterday during the game. It's like that Big Ten tournament is ridiculous.
I saw that when you posted that. Yep.
Those guys, it was 23-21 at halftime. Those guys could barely run up and down the floor. Four games in 4 days. So if they had won that game, it didn't matter. I think everything was already etched in stone.
Right.
So they not only play in the last game of the regular season or postseason, whatever you're going to, they play in the last game. Okay. And then they have the shortest turnaround for their next game, 2,000 miles away.
Right.
Or however far Denver is. You know, and then here they got the regionals in Milwaukee. They could have put them in Milwaukee.
Right.
So they play the last game and then have to play on Thursday. That Big Ten tournament, it is, I think, Michigan State, big advantage by Michigan State getting beat on Saturday. Two extra days of rest. It's ridiculous. Ugh, that thing just wears teams out. So, got text here. Happy birthday, John. Hope you have a great day. Michael, thank you, Michael. Today is St. Patrick's Day, of course. Corned beef and cabbage day. Love the corned beef. Can take the cabbage.
Oh, you got to have that. Potatoes, carrots, got to have that.
Chocolate week. It's chocolate week?
It is.
You know, they say you should eat. You know, I'm a big reading things and telling people what they should do.
Yeah, but not doing it yourself.
But telling people what they should do.
Right.
You ever know a guy like that? Because that's me.
No.
Okay. So, but it said you should have two things in the morning. A glass of water with lemon and ginger.
Right.
Okay. And the thing to get your endorphins going, black chocolate.
Okay. Dark chocolate?
Dark chocolate. Yeah. Not black chocolate. Dark. What that is pretty much. Though,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Dark chocolate. Yes.
I'm not a big dark chocolate fan.
I'm not either. Like I said, you know what it reminds me of? You when you'd sneak into Ma's cabin and you'd steal some of that baking stuff that was just, it was like bitter. I'm not, I should be a dark chocolate guy and I'm not. Happy birthday, Rob Lowe. He's 61. Mia Hamm, 53. Kurt Russell, 74. Wow. Patty Boyd, 81. I know Patty Boyd. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Okay. Don't tell me. Patty Boyd was somebody's girlfriend. Patty Boyd was Rod Stewart's girlfriend.
Was it?
I don't know.
Well, she was a photographer, author, English model, right?
Yes.
Wasn't she also Layla from Eric Clapton fame?
That's what it is. Eric Clapton.
Right, but
him and
George Harrison,
George
right?
Harrison were both chasing her at the same time.
Yep.
That's who it is. You're right. You are correct. Good memory. Coming up today, though, we got Brittany Merlot talking about that unbelievable weather thing going on down south. Grace Hagman from the Croc Center, spring event, and Uncle Mike's Donut 5K. Hey, by the way, I was really concerned all week for the kids from Da Vinci.
The Pi 5K?
Yeah. The weather was fine.
It was great.
I watched them all run past right, you know, behind us here. Weather really held off for them. So that was awesome. Dean Bruce with Lindy Sports about the Lindy's 2025 draft guide. We're going to be talking with him. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Jeff Erke, Pickle and Bags. Great guy. Great place down in Oshkosh. We're going to have him on. And what a great lineup you put together there, Todd. So,
well, all for your birthday. We may have a surprise or two for you, too.
All right.
So,
but we're going to do the quarterback challenge. You can text in during the course. Do you want to take any calls for those 10-minute segments?
We can do that.
Okay.
We can do that.
Okay. Because we're really going to concentrate on that during our 10-minute segments from 6:50 to 7, 7:20 to like 7:30. So 10 to and 20 after basically are 10-minute segments. And we're going to be doing that. Okay? So there you go. Great tournament for girls basketball. D2 game, triple overtime. First time ever. Who was that? Who was the... Brian, who was the triple overtime game? I got to know. Ben, that high school tournament, the high school tournaments, though, were just great. I was watching them. I watched so much basketball this week. You know what? Okay, so I got to tell you something funny.
I pictured you, by the way, just never leaving your couch.
That is what happened, yeah, except for one thing.
Okay.
Okay. So, Saturday, I'm watching games. Okay. But what I do, I worked out. I came down here. I've been working out in the workout room here.
Oh, at the building?
I do 40 minutes.
Okay.
40 minutes on the treadmill.
Yep.
Because my new goal is 150 minutes a week.
All right.
So I worked out in the morning. Okay. Watch those games. Maybe had a beverage. I don't know. Fall asleep, take a nap. Okay.
Yep.
Sleep sound. Wake up. It's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start this day off so good. I'm going to work out right away.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm coming down. I'm looking outside. It's like, God, I don't know about this time change. It's 6:30 and it's pitch black in the morning here. This is crazy. And I can't believe how many people are on the street.
Was it 6:30 at night?
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of knew that's where that was going to go.
So I got a double workout.
Hey, nothing wrong with that either.
Nothing wrong with that.
Now, you were trying to hit a certain weight for your birthday.
Yeah.
Right? Did you do
failed
it?
Failed miserably.
Did you really?
Miserably.
Because you were on track.
I failed miserably.
So your goal was
217,
right? Which was, and explain this again, because the reason why you wanted to hit 217 was
that one picture that everybody says, "Hey, you look good in that picture." Who's that? Who's that?
Yeah,
that's I weighed 217.
Okay,
so not match that magically. I'm gonna go back like that picture, and they're gonna touch me up with the airbrush or anything
right,
like that.
But
right. I want to be that same weight.
Yeah,
222.
Oh, so you went up a little bit.
I can't believe it. I worked out 180 minutes. I ate tilapia, for God's sakes. What is tilapia? Nobody even knows.
No one knows.
No one knows what's in tilapia. Quick break. We'll be back. We're in a great lineup.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
A little Layla coming your way. You're right about that, Todd. You don't hear about things anymore like that anymore. Like rock stars and getting into it with other rock stars because they're chasing the same woman. And so that used to be a big part of the whole atmosphere of rock and roll back then.
The whole magic.
The whole magic.
When that stuff came out, it was kind of like, wow, I didn't know that. Now that stuff is played out on social media
Right? All so that stuff.
Nothing's a secret anymore.
No, but that was part of the rock and roll crazy lifestyle
Absolutely.
Back in those days. Yeah. Another thing I was telling you about this weekend, if you get a chance, folks, you got to watch a movie. I think it's on Netflix. It's called September 5th, and it's about when the terrorists took hostages, the Israeli Olympic team. 11 of them were taken hostage, and they're all killed. But this whole movie is based on what happened inside the studios of ABC Sports in Munich at the time with Rune Arledge and Howard Cosell and Peter Jennings. And it's a movie, but they use a lot of the actual footage. But it's amazing. You got to watch this. And I was telling Todd, especially being in the media, you wonder, what role does the media really play? Because they were shooting it live, and you could see the German police trying to, like, get into the apartment. And the terrorists, you could see that they had a TV on, too. So they were watching what was happening as well. And it's really something. And you got to watch this movie. I mean, you want to talk about a nail-biter type of thing. And then, of course, it ends horrifically with everybody being killed. But it's quite the movie. September 5th, if anybody gets a chance to see that.
When you were talking I'd kind of forgotten about that until you were talking about it this morning. Think of the life of somebody like Peter Jennings.
Yeah.
Who went through that, right? Went through 9/11.
Yeah.
Right? And the wars and all that kind of stuff that he saw. Can you imagine being a reporter going through all that?
Yeah. And one of the things is they said, one of the people said, hey, that one terrorist has a hand grenade. And like, Peter, how far are you from them? And he goes, oh, probably about 170 yards or 170 feet, something like that.
Wow.
They said, you got to move. He goes, no, the radius is only 62 feet. I've been around them before in the Middle East, grenades.
Wow.
It's like, whoa.
Dude was a smart guy.
Dude, yeah. And then he had to, like, hide from the German cops because they were trying to get all the media out of there. And then the cops showed up with machine guns in their studio with Ruin Arledge, put a machine gun to him and an automatic weapon, I should say. And it's really something. Watch that movie if you get a chance.
September 5th.
September 5th is the name.
All right.
Yeah. The triple overtime, Edgewood versus Tosa East. I did not watch that game. That might have been when I was down here working out.
One of the two times.
And I didn't think there'd be a game on at 6:30 in the morning. I mean, come on. Who plays at 6:30 in the morning, right? Right. But that Tosa East against West De Pere game was a tough one for West De Pere.
Yeah.
Had the lead at halftime, played well, just kind of went cold down the stretch, and all those things happen. But anyway, but great time of year. High school basketball, college basketball, the whole thing. I mean, it's just fun to be able to sit back and watch all these games. But got to give the Badgers a lot of credit. I just hope they didn't, you know, expend all of their energy in those four games in 4 days. Now you got to rest up for one day. Then I would imagine get on a plane tomorrow, fly to Denver. Just the short workout on Wednesday, and it's game time again already Thursday night.
That's tough.
That's tough, man. That's tough.
I mean, we think doing a radio show every day is tough.
I know, right?
Right? 3 hours a day?
Yeah. But that'll be five games in basically a week for the Badgers. Think about that.
That's a lot.
That's way too much. I don't know why the Big Ten does that. I mean, you know what I would do? I would do it where the bottom five teams would play in the tournament. Because the top five basically are going into the NCAAs.
Right.
You know? And let those last five. Maybe one of them, if they win that thing, they get an athlete. Oh, big controversy going on right now, though, is North Carolina. They've got these new ways of determining how successful a team season was. And it's called Quadrant One games, where it's like the best competition that they play. You know, in retrospect now, which team was good? Okay, that's supposed to be their number one analytics that they look at.
Right.
Okay, if you haven't won your conference, didn't win the tournament, things like that, all right? North Carolina got into the tournament as a play-in team, okay? So they're in, all right? They played 13 Quadrant One games. How many of those did they win?
Ooh, is this a trivia question?
Yes, to you.
I'm going to say just under half,
mm-hmm,
six.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One.
Ooh.
They went 1-12 on the year, and they still got into the tournament.
Ooh.
And you know who's president of the selection committee?
Oh, who's that?
The athletic director at North Carolina.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. But they said, oh, no, we followed all the protocols. He had to leave the room when we were voting. Oh, well, that's...
Yeah.
And there's no wink, wink on that one, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Holy crap.
It's horrific. 1-12, and they get in the tournament.
Wow.
Yeah. Over West Virginia, which had a really nice team. Indiana, which had a good team. Boise State. There are three or four other ones that absolutely should have got Xavier, should have gotten in over them. It's incredible that would happen. 1-12, but because they're North Carolina, they get into the tournament. I've been on my soapbox for years and years and years talk about how the NCAA selection committee is full of crap. And I will stand by it now, and this will even double down on it, how they're unbelievable, unprofessional, amateurish, and just a good old boys network. And they put in
amateurish and unprofessional.
And old boys network. You are the pinnacle of the old boys network. Does he get to sit in the captain's chair?
He does.
Whoa! Check out the big brain on this guy.
That's all I have.
Mike Steepak in the house. We're going to have a good time with him. He's going to try to win some money for people. So let's set that one more time now. It is Win Johnny's Birthday Money Day. If you stump me on a quarterback where they went to college, you will win a $25 gift card courtesy of Nicolet Bank. Mike Stiefpak will be the proxy and the, what would be another word for your role here?
Expert.
Expert. I wasn't going with that, but we're
going to normally, we're
gonna
go with normally
that. We're going to go with that one, and we're going to have a good time with it. Michigan has a beef. They beat Wisconsin twice and get a 4 seed and UW a 3 seed. I don't think that conference tournament had any role in the actual selections. I really don't. Do you, Mike? What do you think? Did you hear that about North Carolina 1-12 in the main criteria that they say they're looking at these days, and they still get in, and the head of the committee is the athletic director?
So just, you know, just circumstances.
This one, and just funny how things turned out. How are you, buddy? It's good to see you.
It's good to be here, bright and early, nice and brisk out there.
It is.
I parked all the way down the lot.
You did not have to, because I actually brought in a baggie of quarters. Hey, Todd?
We had you all covered.
We had you covered. I got a bunch of quarters for you.
I'll go to a night after the show. All right. No, I was good. Happy to be here.
All right.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And then
good morning.
You got a couple of quarterbacks going to prime the pump for us then, too, right?
That's how you want to refer to it, sure.
Todd's a farm boy. I like trying to keep him in the conversation.
Thanks a lot.
We just had a quick break. Have a great time. Brittany Merlot will be joining us. Mike Stiefpak in the house. Back after this.
But Wolven, just behind the bridge, he lays her down.
Streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, or DWD, has announced a new record high 3,053,300 total non-farm jobs in the state. That's according to January's preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Construction sector jobs increased by 700. That's 3,900 above a year ago. Preliminary employment estimates for January showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up to 3.2%, which is still 0.8 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4%. Washera County Sheriff's officials are investigating human remains found in the town of Leon last week. A news release said officers were called to the area of County Road EE between Black Hawk Avenue and 26th Court Thursday for the discovery of skeletal human remains. Details are very scarce, and the investigation is continuing. A 15-year-old Menasha boy faces charges of first-degree attempted reckless homicide in connection to a shooting in Oshkosh last week. Police say he ran from the scene initially and was arrested the next day in Menasha. A 19-year-old from Nina and a 16-year-old from Oshkosh were also charged in connection with the shooting on Cherry Street. Officers found handguns and marijuana at the scene. Meanwhile, there was another shooting incident in Oshkosh Friday night. Oshkosh police say they responded to a call in the 1000 block of Jefferson where a resident was hit by multiple bullets. No injuries were reported. OPD said they have a name and identity of the shooter who is underage and still at large. Police have attempted to find the suspect at several addresses in Winnebago and Outagamie counties, but have been unsuccessful so far. People who have information about the shooting are encouraged to call the OPD. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor on vacation this week. Mike Steve Pack from Fox Sports filling in, and we've got Brittany Merlot. Brittany, I got to be honest with you, man. You must have been sitting there last night watching all those national stories about Alabama and Mississippi and Missouri and just crazy. What? And then the wildfires and everything. I know this is your wheelhouse, but what, 40 people at least killed in one night? What's going on with this, Brittany?
Yeah, I mean, what, there was over 56 tornadoes in that outbreak in just 3-day span there.
Wow.
The highest rated was an EF4 tornado with, I think it was 190 mile per hour winds.
It's unbelievable.
Very, very unbelievable. A little too early, okay? This is not usually severe weather season right now. That heat, you know, unseasonable, it moved on in, and then you have that big cold front slam right into that, and you get a lot of problems. So I just see the severe weather season expanding. I mean, it's moving into the season of winter. It's going longer into fall as well. So things are changing here across the area.
I mean, obviously, most of the deaths occur from flying debris, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't they have more shelters when you live in those parts of the world?
I often wonder that too.
Okay.
You know, and there's not a lot of basements there either.
No.
That's not a thing. So there's a lot of things working against it too. The storm shelters, though, I know that they've got some good stuff. They've come a long way in the science. It's definitely out there. I just don't think it's affordable. That's the problem.
Just terrible. So with something like this, when it goes through there and you've lived out in that area, how long does it take those? I was seeing things, these people, they lost everything. I mean, their house just disappeared, basically, just blown apart, like it was exploded. All their stuff, they lose everything. I mean, how do they start over down there?
Hopefully they took pictures of everything that they had. That's the first thing that you want to do for insurance purposes, is to make sure that you have proof and show them what you had so that they can start to get that back. But I mean, you're going to live out of a hotel for many, many months. Maybe you'll move into a trailer on your property while your house is being rebuilt after that. And it's going to take forever for the house to be rebuilt because the whole community needs to be rebuilt. And it's just a long, long waiting game. So they're displaced for at least a year. You know, in most cases, if not longer. I've had a tornado go through my hometown and there are still houses. It's been 5-6 years now that they're just not rebuilt.
Mike Stepak here used to work golf tournaments. They're having a big problem down at Pontra. I can never pronounce the name. Ponte Vedra?
Vedra, yeah.
Vedra.
Sawgrass.
Yeah, and they're trying to get it finished today. But Mike, we've been at tournaments like that too. That's a scary thing to do, is be at a golf course when you see some really bad stuff moving through.
There's a lot of ground that can be affected, and getting to a shelter is really difficult. I mean, a lot of trees, but that's not a good idea.
I remember we used to do the first two rounds of the Buick Open at Warwick Hills in Flint, Michigan, back in the day. And we were up in the towers, and you'd see that stuff. Now, you want to talk about a scary feeling when you're up in one of those towers and you see this stuff rolling your way.
Right. Akin to that is, in the sports that I've been involved with, NASCAR. You got a lot of camera guys up high in towers. And believe it or not, difficult weather affects NASCAR on occasion, like weekly.
Yeah.
And these guys scramble down. They're well-versed in it now, and they get down as soon as possible. But that is frightening. But you're exactly right. There's just sometimes there's literally nowhere to go. And then there's this group of people that I don't think is affected as much as maybe in the past, but those that want to ride it out.
Ugh.
Not a good idea. Yeah.
Well, do you remember, was it Hazelwood, Minnesota? Maybe 15 years ago, some people died from lightning
at
the U.S. Open.
Yep.
Brittany, let me ask you this. How important in a situation like this is the National Weather Service? I mean, I'm worried about like local. We were talking this morning about some TV stations that had to take cover while they were doing live coverage.
Right.
If that service were not around, how would that affect our local forecasters?
Oh my gosh, majorly. I mean, the National Weather Service is the one that issues that tornado warning. They're the eyes on that radar. They're the ones seeing that rotation, analyzing every little bit of that storm. I mean, the TV broadcasters and meteorologists, we are too, but we've got a lot of other things going on to get that out to you, that we can't pay that close attention to every piece of the storm. So the National Weather Service and all of their help, different angles. I mean, they have different state, other sites helping out at this point because they are short-staffed because, you know, and when you have multiple sites helping, they're pulling away from different areas. And when you have a huge outbreak rolling through, it's just so much going on all at once. You need as many people, as many eyes as possible on there. So with the National Weather Service and shortages and things like that, mistakes can happen. Warnings can go out delayed. And that costs lives right there. I mean, they strive in the past. Their goal was to get the warning out at least 13 minutes before it comes and hits your area. Well, now, who knows? That could be shorter and shorter, which means we get less time of heads up. Get your butt into the basement. Find what, you know, where your kids, where's your pets? What's going on? You know, it. Time flies and every second matters. And the National Weather Service is so important in those situations, especially when it's severe, active weather.
Does anybody remember growing up when your parents said if you got a tornado coming, open up all the windows in your house and, the house wouldn't blow away because the wind would go right through?
Right. Smart stuff.
Not true.
Did that ever work for anybody?
I don't think so.
Generational foolishness.
Yeah.
Got a couple of texts here. Last year for spring break, we're coming back from New Orleans with a group of students from East. Storms were coming through. I thought, what a terrible way to go, sitting in a restaurant in Mississippi. Yeah, what do you do, man? If you're traveling, you don't know where to go.
Especially down there.
Yep. They got another one. Brittany, I love you, but what's up with the snow yesterday? Rachel.
Well, you know, I can't get rid of it. I got to give you guys a little blast of snow every once in a while, like a Wednesday.
But you can. I mean, this time of year, you can get, I mean, we had like 70 degrees one day and then almost like a snowstorm 2 days later.
Yesterday I woke up, it looked like somebody had powdered sugar in my backyard.
I know. Was that crazy? Just weren't expecting that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But those winds were wild. I mean, they just blasted in the cold air, just kind of triggered some of that snowfall. And especially off the lake, it's got everything it needed. So,
Mike, what's the weather like when you go down to some of those places? Like you're in Talladega, Alabama, and those places. Rain.
Rain.
Yeah. Talladega always
gets
rain. Every
year.
You're right.
Rain. Big rain and tornadic activity always in the vicinity. Always. Yeah. I probably did 17 Talladega races, 15. Always had delays.
Really?
Days off, come back tomorrow. But that's the, unfortunately, that's the problem with NASCAR is every week they have bad weather. I know it's hard to-
Daytona always does.
Right. It's hard to predict there's going to be nasty weather in the South in the spring. I know it's a rare occurrence, but no, every week. I don't know how they do it. That sport has shot itself in the foot so many times. So anyway.
Yeah, where is it now?
Vegas.
Okay. No, but I mean, just in general, NASCAR.
Oh,
I see empty seats in the stands.
Oh, for decades.
Yeah, lots of empty seats.
It's the sport is always going to be popular. It's always going to be a fan favorite to a very small percentage of the
states. It's almost like hockey. You either really like it or you don't.
Right. And I will admit that prior to doing NASCAR myself, I'd never been to a race, only watched on occasion for whatever reason. But, you know, there's a spectacle, no doubt about it. But I at least did get to learn how important the pit crews are and how approachable the drivers are for the most part. And you know, it's not as much as it used to be, but it used to be just a, you know, 3-day party.
Yeah.
And it still is, but not as much. But you're right, the attendance and the ratings for NASCAR have dropped significantly in the last probably 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, it really has. That's too bad. I used to like it back in the day. Hey, Brittany, one other thing talked about the upcoming weather here. You know, they're talking about those wind speeds. You've, over the last few weeks, have thrown out some numbers I never really heard before. I mean, one day you mentioned could be up to 60-mile-an-hour winds. Where's that coming from?
That was from the thunderstorm, basically. And basically, when you take really, really hot temperatures down at the equator and these above average warmer temperatures. And then you take the winter still hanging out at the poles and you mix those two together, you're going to get very, very, very strong winds as the Earth is trying to balance its temperatures out. So as we shift seasons, usually spring and fall pack some of the craziest winds, and we can get anywhere from 40 to 50 to even 60 mile per hour wind gusts not associated with a storm at all. And then you throw a cold front on top of that with some thunderstorms in there, then yes, you can see gusts up to 70, 80 miles per hour because you've got such a difference. And when you take like the warmth that we had slamming in that warm or that cold front, it kind of mixes down. So you've got the cold on top, the warm at the surface, and it mixes down and creates rotation and also thunderstorms, tornadoes, things like that. So,
you know, we had that once.
The season's changing.
When I was a kid, I was probably 11 years old, 10 or 11 years old. And we had, and the reason I'm saying this, I saw one of the things, two of the fatalities I read about were people touching down power lines, going through and getting electrocuted. And we had one when I was a little kid. I was home alone, had a horrible storm, and this thing snapped. So the line in our yard, the like telephone line or whatever it was swinging free, okay? And every time rain would hit it, it was like a Roman candle. And we had a dog, Todd, tied up in the thing. That poor dog wrapped himself so bad around the pole that we had him tied up to. He was like, I had to run out and like rescue him, take him off the thing, but it drove him so crazy. I don't think he was ever the same, because with that thing going off in front of him, that is a scary thing when there's a power line that snapped.
Oh my gosh.
It's a good thing that Jim's not here to hear that story. He would give you a lot of crap about the dog.
I saved him.
Yeah. But why was he out there in the first place?
That's Jim where he lived.
Yeah. And he'd say, why does he live?
Because he was a Brittany Spaniel and they like to be outside.
I see.
Why the 5 foot chain? That's my question. What good does that do anyone?
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
Wow.
Filling in that spot very well.
Okay.
What's the forecast like this week, Brittany?
Oh, you know, we've got the high fire danger again today because winds are going to be gusting up to 40 miles per hour. So it's funny that you brought that up. We will hit highs today, though, in the low 50s, upper 40s tomorrow. And then we've got that storm moving in on Wednesday. We're looking at some heavy rain first, flipping over to a wintry mix at night, and then putting down an inch or two of some snowfall at the moment. But that shift, the track of it is kind of all over the place. But it is hitting northwest Wisconsin, that's for sure. Wednesday's the day. And then we in those low 40s to low 50s for the rest of the week. A lot of sunshine.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. We love you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
St. Patrick's Day. Is there a parade downtown in Green Bay?
I don't know if there's a parade or not. There's some kind of walking thing on a trail or something.
Oh,
isn't there? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think there's a parade into the Irish place down the street.
It was my favorite parade in Fond du Lac that we would do. They had it on Saturday, I think. And right next to the radio station I worked at was Irish's Pub, and it was, you know, an Irish pub.
Yeah.
And so in the afternoon, every once in a while, like on a Thursday or Friday, we'd go have a prayer session. And, you know, we'd go right across the way there and have a couple of beers before heading home for the day. So
my favorite one was the time I filled in for a while when the sports guy had the measles or the mumps or something at APL back in the day.
Okay.
So I was filling in for him with Rick and Lynn.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, we got the parade coming up. We're doing the parade. I said, oh, where are we going? He said, no, it's in the studio. So how are we doing a parade in the studio? He's just watch. So they were saying that they were in, and you'd hear them, the band march. Okay, hey, here comes the Appleton West marching band. Let's listen in. And people are like, Colin, where are you? I'm trying to find you guys. Yeah, that was a good one. So anyway, we're going to give away some money right now. Here's all you got to do. Mike Stevpak has a list of NFL quarterbacks. You are going to play proxy through him. First person to text in right now.
Yep.
Okay. You're the first player. Mike will give me the quarterback. If I get it wrong, you win a $25 gift card from Nicolet Bank.
Plain and simple, easy to do. Download the Civic Media app right now. Download it from the Apple Store or from the Google Play Store. Choose your station, WGBW or WISS. Hit the text button in the lower right-hand corner. Say you want to play. We'll put you in. You can also call right now if you'd like to, too.
Yes, something we never do.
We'll do that, too, this morning. 920-264-0606. 264-0606. And you can play Win Mino's birthday money.
Yes. And you know what? Since Patty just texted, Patty says, happy St. Patty's Day, John. You're the best, most handsome, most greatest body. And
I don't see any
she
of
didn't
that.
Say that, did she?
I don't see any of that.
Yeah.
By the way, you didn't comment on Todd's new look.
Well, I've never met Mike.
Oh,
one-on-one, so he didn't know that I had a big bushy beard and big head of hair.
Oh, I did hear you talking about it on the way in, but I had just finished having coffee with Patty Boyd, and I was otherwise occupied. But no, it's a good look.
Yeah.
All right, Jill from Green Bay. We'll have Jill play.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Jill, you're first. Here we go, Mike.
Good morning, Jill. What I've done here, John asked me to put together a list of quarterbacks. Is I have like 20 or so, and his restrictions were they had to be between 1957, the year he was born. Really? I rarely work with people older than me, but anyway, 1957 and today. Well, I'm just Jill know the qualifiers here.
Nice start. Hey, let's be honest. Not many people my age are alive.
That's true. So,
that was your history, at least.
Exactly.
Right?
How I made it this far is remarkable.
You got that going for you, which
exactly.
is nice.
Exactly. Yes.
All right.
Here we go, Jill. Here you go. You're the first entry. Patty will be second.
This quarterback played in recent times, and he played primarily with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Bubby Brister.
Northeastern Louisiana.
Hold on. I'm sure you're right, but you're not.
What?
Tulane.
No. No.
All right, wow. Right from the get-go? I'm going to have to pull this up. Talk so much yourselves.
Okay, all right.
Northeastern Louisiana.
What?
Here we go. Here we go.
Well, I have Tulane, but who knows?
It's Louisiana.
Yes.
This is already becoming the world's worst game.
All right, Bubby Brister.
Here we go. Here we go. Hang on, Jill. Jill, we're waiting to find out if you're going to be a winner on Win Mino's birthday money.
Tonight on the Love Boat.
I didn't realize this was going to be any work. I'm not going to be sleeping.
Let me see if I can just Google this real quick here.
Okay, he was born August 15th, 1962 in Alexandria.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But, hold on.
All right. How could this go wrong?
Because you questioned me. That's why. Take a look. Where did he go to school? You see that there?
Monroe, L.A. He started at Tulane, flunked out, transferred to Northeastern Louisiana, which is now called Louisiana Monroe.
Well, they do have that here.
Yes.
But I went with more prominent schools.
I understand. But he did. He played. Okay, here. He played college football for the Tulane Green Wave and the Northeast Louisiana Indians.
All right. So I'm going to make.
So it's going to be their last. If we have this again, it'll be their most recent school.
Changing the rules
all
already.
Right, okay.
So here's what I'm going to do because I'm the judge on this, right? I'm going to say it's wrong. And we're going to give Jill $25.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Congratulations, Jill.
All right, this you just is really, won $25. This is going very smoothly. Yeah, I like the way this works.
Well, you know, how it is. You come out, first game, and you fumble, and somebody jumps.
Yeah, I'm wiping sleep out of my eyes, and I got to look at
legal procedure and all those things.
Yes.
So we got a winner. Jill, you just won $25. Shot. Congratulations.
From Nicolet Bank.
And from Nicolet Bank.
Tell the nice thing that they're going to do with another $25.
Yeah, not only that, another bigger check.
Yep.
We're putting out a free breakfast for veterans.
That's right.
And Jill, by you winning, okay, Nicolet Bank has not only given you $25 in a gift card, they're actually throwing in another $25 for that breakfast.
Beautiful.
So that's how we do it. Yes. Nice. Okay. Hey, from here on out, smooth sailing, folks.
That's right.
Until the next time we play around.
Smooth
I'm
sailing.
I'm ready wherever you are.
Jill, you want $25. Who else? Get one. Do we have one more quick here, Todd?
I've got 1 minute.
Okay. Right. 1 minute.
Got anybody? We'll play for Patty.
Okay. Play for Patty. Yep. Here we go.
Okay, this quarterback, played 1964, started in the NFL for the Rams primarily, Bill Munson.
Utah State.
Correct.
Hey, nice job. Sorry about that, Patty.
Sorry, Patty. Yeah, but, yeah. Good time for one more quick one.
One more quick one. We've got Terry.
Who wants to win my money? Terry.
1975, he started with the Patriots, Steve Grogan.
Kansas State.
You're right.
Oh, nice job. There you go.
All right, do we have time for one more?
We can do one more.
One more quick one.
Going out for Brian this morning.
Brian, 1974 in the NFL. Brian Sipe played with Cleveland.
San Diego State.
That is correct.
Oh,
All right. On a roll now. Wow. Keep them coming. Text in. Win $25 the way Jill did. Back after this.
Well done.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.